Hey there, friends. It's Nick, and this is episode 330 of the Story Hacker podcast. It's going to be a quick one today, but I wanted to talk a little bit about price. I think I've said on the podcast before that price is a story of all of itself, really. And that's relevant at the moment because last week I decided I was going to put the prices up for my, you know, my personal business, my kind of storytelling consultancy work. And there's really several reasons for that, and some of them are strategic and some of them are practical, but I wanted to talk through the sort of decision-making process so you can see how I'm going about building this business. So from a practical point of view, some of the work that I've been doing has been taking longer than I originally expected, and that's really because I've been surprised. When you get into storytelling with people, with clients, they want to talk. They even need to talk, I think. And sort of practically, that's just resulted in longer stories than I expected. So, you know, when I started, I thought 1,000 words would be a maximum for that kind of work. And typically now they're well over 1,000 words. So that's one reason for putting the price up, because it takes more time. But of course, we don't really want to be pricing on time, you want to be pricing on value. So the other thing that's happened is I've begun to see in the last 6 months how these stories are being used, how these clients are using these stories to build their brands and build their businesses. And you can really see a huge amount of value there for them. And you know, I want that, obviously I want that to be reflected in what I charge. So those are the kind of the practical reasons. The strategic reason, though, which is just as interesting, I think, is because I want to put some clear blue kind of water between my personal work, you know, what it takes to get me to look at something personally, and all the other stuff I'm doing. And the way I'm articulating this is really with three levels. So as you may know, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, my kind of underlying motivation for all of this is that I believe people who tell better stories get better lives. And that's one of the reasons why I've put so much effort into getting really high quality content out into the world about just to help people tell better stories, you know. And that content's been on this podcast, it's been in articles, it's been on YouTube channels. You know, there's well over 400 bits of content that's gone out that will help anyone. You know, it's all free to access. It will help anyone tell a better story. So that's my kind of story hacker, if you like, sub-brand, my not-for-profit brand. And then one of the things that's coming on stream soon is a product, essentially, and that is where it's the kind of the video, the webinar I've talked about a couple of times before, where over 50 minutes I go through the key ideas, the key things. So it's very concentrated, it's very strategic, it's full of tools and tactics for helping people understand why stories matter and helping them tell a better story about themselves. But that's just an on-demand video, right? So maybe I'm going to charge, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 pounds, maybe 100 pounds. I haven't decided yet, but that'll be something that anyone can buy. So that's a middle tier, yeah? So you've got the free stuff with Story Hacker. You've got the middle tier, which is at the moment this video, but could grow to encompass other products. And then, of course, above, the third tier is me. It's my actual time. It's me sitting down with you and talking about your particular problem, your particular need, and coming up with the solution or the story together, whether it is storytelling or copywriting or speech writing or whatever. So this is one of the reasons why I wanted to raise the prices, so that I could make those delineations very clear. Because, you know, the way I'm thinking about this really is that story is in some sense a kind of a fulcrum, you know, a lever and a fulcrum. I think the lever was one of Archimedes' original simple machines. I might be wrong about that, but I think that's true. And, you know, we all know that idea, the seesaw idea, or the wheelbarrow, if you want to do second order levers. But that idea that we can use this long rigid thing and a fulcrum to carry more weight. And I guess one of the things I'm doing by raising my prices is I'm going after clients with longer levers, because I'm definitely not in the business of, you know, taking money from people who should really be spending it elsewhere. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why I put so much effort into the quality of the free stuff that's available from me on all these different platforms. But if you've got a client who has, metaphorically speaking, a long lever, a good business, a big business, then of course those are the kind of clients I want, because actually, if you get the right kind of clients, if you signal the right kind of clients through price, yes, and other ways, then actually a few hundred quid extra on a story is not really relevant, because they're using that story on a big lever, and they're using that story to shift an awful lot of weight, an awful lot of value. And those are the kind of clients that I'm really interested in when I sit down with people, sitting down with and talking to you face to face and helping them solve their problems, because it's better for me, frankly, and it's also better for the business, and it's better for them. So that's my little diatribe on price. I hope whatever your prices are, that you have this kind of clear delineation and you have a kind of clear story. And I think it's really interesting that, just as an aside, one of the reasons I suddenly, actually, in the last 2 or 3 months, feel able to talk about price is because for anybody it's not right for, and of course that's a lot of people, you know, I'm not cheap, but for anybody it's not right for, there is plenty of other stuff I can point them to that will give them great value that they don't have to pay for. And I think it's, depending on the kind of business you're in, it's a really interesting approach to have that kind of that safety net, which means you can help everyone, but you can also focus on the people who've got money, the people that value the work, and the people who can get a lot out of it, whatever it is that you do. So that's it for me. Thanks for listening. And remember, your story means business.